You're sure that you want to do this? Okay, well, I mean, if not, I completely understand. Really, totally. But if you are still interested, then I'm going to go over how this works one final time. You are going to offer me a part of you, a part of your will. And in doing so, I will be able to control you completely, mentally, physically. Your earthly form will be. Well, you can imagine the possibilities, can't you? Eager boy. But first, we need to complete the ritual of the offering. How to describe this? It's just like opening a locked door. You already have the key inside of you. I want you to close your eyes. Focus on that. And we just need for you to summon that key so that you may hand it to me. Focus on it appearing, calling it forth from deep. Good. You can feel it, can't you? That slight tugging sensation. Your fingertips being drawn inward into your palm. Give into it. Form a fist. Squeeze. Tense. Your grip around the object that will soon appear. Accept it as real, so you may allow me to. Yes. You can feel it taking form. Squeeze. Good. Squeeze harder. Feel it taking shape. Breathe. Open your hand. Yes. There it is. Now get, if you want to. You still do, right? Then simply extend your palm. Reach out over to me and drop that key. Yes. That's it. Now that I have this, we can soon have some fun. Feel me gripping this tightly around the base. You feel this. It's still a part of you, and you can feel my intimate touch as I gently grip your key. I am putting the key up to my keyhole. No, it's shaft right at the entrance, just millimeters away from penetrating the strong lock on this door. The door that also represents you, your defenses, your will to resist me. Are you still sure, sweetie? Still sure that you wish to do all of this? Yes? Then you must surrender to me fully, completely. Yes, 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 good. I can see you nodding your head subconsciously. I know how badly you want this. How you realize what it means. How it excites you. Turning yourself over to my imagination. So now you are going to say it. Mistress, I am yours. Say it. Repeat those words. Again. Now, one final Did you feel that head rush just now? Good boy. Now I will press this key through the gap, and I will turn this key and unlock any remaining mental defenses you may have. You will now be mine to do with as I please. However I please. You're sure you understand the consequences of allowing a witch, a powerful sorceress, complete control over your body and mind? When such a person has acquired such a powerful contract over an individual, she may do whatever she pleases to them. I could make you strong, powerful beyond your wildest dreams, stamina for days. I could make you beautiful, a lustful treasure. I could make you sensitive. Oh, no. I don't mean more open to your emotions, sensitive. That's not what I would want to see. What I mean, I could make it so that a single sultry, slutty gaze from me would leave you shivering. I could make it so that after some light brushing, or even just a stroke or two of my hand over your clothes, you would be forced to come harder than you ever have before, filling your boxers with gushing pump after pump of warmth. I could make you small, weak, so that even my petite form towers over you, dominates you, your own personal giantess. Or I could even siphon off your height, your strength, to make me into, well, anyone's personal giantess. Or I could just give those attributes away to a real man who would use that power to dominate me. Just joking. But you do have to know that I could do that whenever I wanted. Not that I would do it, but that I could easily. Although, I do like the idea of making you physically weaker than me, physically submissive. I could take you out with me as I towered over you, making you feel meek and scared as everyone around you had to look down their nose to meet your gaze. If we went to dinner, they would gossip and snicker, stifling laughs as they say things like, "Who is that guy? How did he end up with this fucking goddess? He must be rich or something, right? She's way out of his league." Would you be okay with that? Being humiliated as you were compared to me? To my stolen perfection and beauty? Would it be enough to know, or at least to believe, that I still loved you more than anything, and I would never stray, even though I so easily could? Do you still wish to do this? Do you still wish to surrender to my will? Completely? Fully? Without further question? Well, you're still here. You're nodding. So that's yes. I didn't think you'd seriously go for this, honey. My mind is rushing. Oh, all this power. Oh, all this power. There are just so many possibilities. So many things we could do. Well, let's start with a little show of force. Oh, don't be scared, darling. Cowardice is so unattractive, you know. I simply mean to say that we should show off how completely and effortlessly I now own you. Look down into my eyes. Look. Yes. How big are you again? Over 6 foot, right? Not for long. And now watch. Watch as the world around you becomes larger. As I seem to rise up, up, slowly at first, and then the top of my head is at the bottom of your chin. And my eyes now meet your mouth, your nose. We are looking at each other on even ground, but not for long. I shoot past you, higher, higher, higher. You have to crane your head up to see my face. My beautiful face. My wickedly satisfied smile. Starting to have any regrets yet, lover? Thinking, maybe I fucked up. Maybe, you say? Good. That's part of the excitement, darling. Knowing how utterly, truly hopeless you are. That's what really gets the blood pumping. That feeling of danger. Fight or flight. That nervous confusion, the lightheadedness, that dizzy sensation that's making your dick so fucking hard. But you also know I would never do anything to ever upset you, right? Here. I'd hate for you to worry, to feel insecure, so you should get a gentle reminder that I've really just done this all for you, right? Here, let me lean forward a bit so you can get a nice view. Go ahead, enjoy it. Go on. You can touch him. Don't you want to? You've always liked them, right? And there's so much more to enjoy now, but... Oh. Can you even reach them? Oh, come on now. Are you even really trying, though? Oh, come on, baby, I want you to so badly. Seriously? I didn't do all this work just so you could mess around. Don't you want to explore this huge, sexy, powerful body of mine? The one I've used so much of your stolen essence to improve. I thought you liked perving on me. Now you can't even put forth the effort for a quick grope session. I mean, you're obviously not wanting it that bad if you can't even stretch up to them. Fine. If you aren't interested, I'll just have to go for a bit. Oh, just out. You know, I have to give this new body a test drive. What do you mean, what do I mean? I mean that I can do whatever the fuck I want, and there's nothing a weak little thing like you can do about it. Ugh. Yeah, I'm sure you're sorry. Well, I don't want to leave with you so upset, though. It's just that... it's just such a bother, you know? To hear you whining like that. Like a little sick puppy. So... here. Yes, I know what to do. What do I plan to do to you? Remember what I said about a hair trigger? This is going to be so much fun. Oh, wipe that look off your face. It's not like you get a choice in the matter anyway, silly. You're seriously going to try and talk me out of it? Well, go on then. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Yeah. There. I'm so sorry. I just got bored of listening to you babble, so I went ahead and did it anyway. I'm glad that I decided to try this trick out next. There's so many better uses of my abilities and all. I would hate to have wasted any unnecessary time or energy getting you off, you know? Go on then. Show me the new you. Stroke it. Hey, no. I did not say you could remove your pants. Those stay on. Jeez. Were you not listening to me? Right now, if your hand even grazed the bare skin of your cock, this would be over immediately. All done, and where's the fun in that? Ah, yes. There we go. Keep going. Come on. Show me what a quick little comer you are now. How you can't help being so fucking horny, even when you're so anxious. Wondering, is she really bored? Or is it just an act? Well, what do you think, stud? Are you actually getting off on this? You are, aren't you? Oh my god, that's hysterical. I need to call my friends over so they can see this. Huh? What's that? Oh, darling. Who said it would be friends that you know? You were expecting some, menage action or something? That's so... Well, it's sad. I mean, who even said that they would be female? Hmm? Ooh, that seemed to diffuse your little fantasy, huh? But... I do know plenty of people who would be amused to see you in this... state. Especially what's coming next. Hmm? Oh, the part where I gently tap you and unleash all of that built-up tension? The part we are doing right now, silly. Ten. You're leaving your pants on, understand? I'm only letting you rub your bulge through your pants. 9, 8, don't think of stopping. 7, 6, that's it. Stroke your hard fucking bulge for me. 5, 4. Ugh, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just gonna do it now. This is so fucking boring for me after all. 1. Oh, it worked! Oh my fucking god, it totally worked. I mean, I knew it would, but you... I mean, you completely fucking messed your pants. How ridiculous. You fucking loser. I mean, you couldn't even hold out for 3 more seconds. I was even planning on blowing you. Oh, yeah, I'm fucking horny. So I was gonna take you into my soft, warm, wet mouth and suck all the hot cum right out of you. Wouldn't that have felt nice? Too bad you had to end it so early with your little, stamina issue, huh? Well, you must be tired, so off to bed for you. What's that? Oh, sweetie, this has been, entertaining. Well, for you at least, I'm sure. But I need to get my fun too, so, just you go up to our room and lay down for bed, okay? I guess I didn't make myself clear. You need to do whatever I say, when I say it. Do you understand? You think you're short and weak now? Just you wait. Listen, maybe I'll be joining you. I mean, maybe I'll have other plans tonight. Or maybe I just love playing the role of this huge fucking bitch, even though I love you like no one else. Or... maybe all this power has gone to my head and I'll be doing very naughty things. Things you'll have no way of knowing about. And no hope of stopping. The point is, you have no say in the matter. Since you decided to surrender your will, your body, your very... essence to me. You must now obey my every command. Or face the consequences. So, toodaloo. Good luck now. See you soon. Maybe.